Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When someone dies, the physical items they leave behind can hold a special significance for their loved ones. A favorite pair of reading glasses, an old truck, a pair of worn shoes. But what about something as intangible as a phone number? Stina Sieg from member station KGZZ brings us the story of how one cell phone number bonded three women, each grieving for the husband she lost.
The story begins June 30th, 2013, when 19 wildland firefighters died fighting the Yarnell Hill Fire in central Arizona. And it's still going.
I know, you too.
In person.
I know, Fernanda.
I'm Fernanda Santos. I'm 45.
My name's Debbie Mazzella, and I'm 49 years old.
I am Krista Eckel, and I am 34, and I live in Paulden, Arizona.
We're in Krista's home, about 65 miles north of where her first husband, Travis, was overrun by flames, along with 18 of his fellow Granite Mountain hotshots. The next morning, she had to tell her 6-year-old son and 3-year-old daughter their dad wasn't coming home.
That's probably the part that gets me the most to this day. I can talk about all of it. But as a mother, you do. You carry that burden more for your kids than you do yourself.
Everyone in this room knows that pain. When Debbie Mazzella's first husband, Jay, died in a car accident 15 years ago, she also had 2 children. She's now married to a firefighter in the same region. He's the one who told her about the deaths of the hotshots.
I'll never forget, I was on the side of my bed and I fell to my knees and I just started, you know, praying for the families.
Around the same time, Fernanda Santos started becoming close to many of those families. Back then, she was a Phoenix-based writer for the New York Times. So many people connected to the tragedy trusted her with their stories, which she poured into articles and then into a book.
And then my husband died. So Mike died November 1st, 2017.
Just a month after being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, their daughter Flora was 8.
I felt like nobody, even the people who meant really well, didn't really understand.
Except there were some who did. The firefighters' families. Fernanda had kept in touch, and she was invited to a barbecue at one of their homes. That's where she met Krista Eckel, the hotshot widow who'd mostly steered clear of media in the past.
And then we started talking.
About all kinds of things, including the financial reality of being widowed. Krista had canceled her late husband's cell phone. Fernanda had too, but told Krista she was paying $5 a month to preserve the number so her daughter could use it someday.
And then you were like, what?
I know, I was shocked. I did not know you could do that.
If Krista had known, she would have saved her husband's number for their son, Braden, who was now 12 and begging for a phone. But it was 5 years too late. So she did the only thing she could think of. She sent a text message to the number, asking if whoever had it would be willing to give it to her son. She posted about it on Facebook and waited. A reply came just a few hours later.
Perhaps it will be meaningful to your son to know that his dad's number was given to another firefighter's wife all this time and to someone who has prayed for God to mend and heal your broken hearts over these years.
It was Debbie Mazzella, the widow from the beginning of the story, who had felt so connected to the hotshot families.
I would gladly give up my number. Would you allow me a little time to make the arrangements with my carrier?
Now, a few months later, Krista says she doesn't even think words can describe the difference those few digits have made to her son, Braden.
Braden's so excited that he has that number. He's so proud to give it out. You know, that was my dad's old number. He says that to everybody he gives it to.
Braden has his dad's number, and now Krista, Debbie, and Fernanda have one another, and their families too.
She played peekaboo with you.
So cute.
Fernanda holds Krista's 10-month-old daughter, Cheyenne. This is the first time all three women have met in person, after connecting mostly through calls and text messages. They say they're all going to stay in one another's lives. Debbie, who still mourns her first husband's death 15 years ago, leans in close to Fernanda.
We'll survive this, and it doesn't feel like it all the time, you know.
But all three know it's true. They also know how important it is to keep the memories alive of the men they've lost. Friends and acquaintances will often avoid talking about their late husbands. Don't do that, they say. Instead, say their names.
My late husband's name is Jay Manecki.
Mike Saucier.
Travis Carter.
And then they embrace, each hugging a woman who understands.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being who you are. Mm-hmm. And you too.
And I'm Stina Sieg for Here and Now.